which is in the mornings and afternoons. And also they're doing this so that they educate commuters with compliance and also to test their contingency plans. So the off-peak period will be serviced by 12 trains and they will not be packed. By the way, they were before the pandemic. So the Puma Naye and Ngena Naye situation will not happen, apparently. We also learned that carriages can run at only 30 to 50% capacity, and every carriage has separate entry and exit doors. So we are, in fact, they are anticipating that each trip will accommodate between 350 and 400 commuters. And most stations will have dedicated entries. Now, we need to remind you that when it comes to trains, it is quite a cheap mode of transport. Yeah. And a lot of people actually utilize trains. I remember this other time I was talking about my train experience, because literally you get pushed in to go inside a train and you get pushed out to come out of a train.
Yep.
So they also mentioned that they'll be increasing security personnel to ensure that commuters actually adhere, Sandile, to the rules and regulations that have been put in place, rules such as social distancing.
I really wish them all the best in terms of that, because I think that's going to be a tricky one. I mean, if you've been on a train and you've told me your train experience, yeah, it gets real, eh? It really gets real. It's really far from being anything related to the Gautrain train. It's like a war zone there.
Yeah, absolutely. I also want to see how this will turn out. So we'll get into your 1 o'clock news in a few minutes.
Young, vibrant style and training.